Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Well, yeah, Thursdays. Jeez, it was a quick week because you had a short one again.
Yes.
You don't really do anything around here, do you? Oh, and you passed your probation. Isn't that funny?
Isn't it?
Look what happens when I carry you through. You know? What do? You chop this podcast
Mate,
together?
I had to have a day off because my back was so sore from carrying the team.
Oh, please. Well, I don't know where you're carrying us because you're carrying us nowhere.
Mate, content, everything, you name it. She's got a story for everything, they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. You put the podcast together. It's great. And then you turn up. That's good.
And what do you do for the show?
Nothing. But I never claim to.
Oh, you just say that you do it all.
Same, same, but different, mate. It's,
now, do you know what's coming up? Everything Josh does. Have a listen.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. Someone's going to carry us. No, we had a bit of fun today.
Murderers we spoke about.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? The Zodiac Killer.
Interesting. We got some new babies at the Werribee Zoo. Plus, we spoke about some weird things people are claiming on insurance.
Yeah, for sure. You can check it out right now. We're just saying before, Herbie, that they reckon they've worked out who the Zodiac Killer is.
Which is exciting because watching the film and seeing how all the clues are, like, the Zodiac wanted to be found.
Yeah.
He left clues.
That's right, he did.
Couldn't crack it to think they have. This is unbelievable.
So if you're not familiar with who the Zodiac Killer was, he used to write to the, well, he gave cryptic messages to the local newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really weird. And basically, they had to try and break it down. And he's known for at least 5 murders. So there's a group of unofficial investigators, because there's always, you know,
yes, people searching.
Everyone's doing a podcast these days.
That's right.
Anyway, so these are the reasons they believe that Gary Post is the murderer. So he was a former US airman and a house painter. Here are the main ones.
Okay.
A paint-splattered watch bought at a military base found by police after Mrs. Bates was murdered.
Okay.
A heel print of the same style and shoe size found at 3 other Zodiac crime scenes.
That's crazy.
4 head scars similar to the San Francisco Police Department sketch of the Zodiac Killer.
It's him.
Links between his name and coded messages sent to police by someone claiming to be the killer.
Far out. If they've cracked it, that is unbelievable because it looks, it's not looking good for him.
No, well, he's passed away in 2018.
Definitely not looking good for him.
No, so he's no longer here. So it's obviously going to be hard to, well, he can't be pinned for it. But so that's why they've come up with, you know, him. And so when they broke down some of the code messages, it was saying that he didn't care if he was caught.
Yeah.
It was a game for him.
That's
so
it.
he wasn't scared if he had to face the death penalty. But it's interesting when you go through those cases, don't you? And you listen to those podcasts and you just
I get sucked in.
It's scary, isn't it?
To think that they're real.
Yeah.
I listened to one, just finished it this morning.
Mm.
The Butcher Baker case file. Unbelievable how he got away with it.
Yeah.
It's nuts. And to think it happens here in our back door. I remember I learned about the Snowtown murders when I was young.
Wasn't that a scary movie?
Well, I didn't really know much about it until my parents sent my brother and I off to Snowtown for one of the school holidays because Dad's cousin had a farm out there. And I remember telling everyone, you know, you brag on school holidays, oh, guess what? I'm going to Snowtown.
Mm.
And it was then where kids were like, where are you going? I was like, Snowtown. They're like, well, we won't see you again. Because you're going to be in a barrel.
Jeez, that was scary, wasn't it? Great, scary movie. Scary, scary movie. But you're really into this, aren't you?
Oh, my God. I love, it sounds bad, but I love a good murder.
You know? Mystery.
It's a good crime, and it takes you on a journey, and you think that you can figure it out.
It's weird that we're so obsessed with it, aren't we? It's like the biggest thing, podcast-wise,
true
crime. So what we're going to do is we're going to put you to the test next. Some of the biggest serial killers in the world. That's our week's hot seat, all right?
Murder mystery game.
Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955. Good afternoon.
Herbie and Josh's
hot feet.
Hot.
We are doing the serial killer edition, Herbie. This is after the fact that they reckon they know who the Zodiac Killer is. They've solved it after many, many years. Unfortunately, he's passed away, so they can't, or if he is the man, he can't be convicted of those murders. But let's just get straight into it, shall we?
Please.
Let's do it. This is one of your favourite topics, you say.
Right up my alley.
Podcasts about this all
the time.
Your favourite podcast?
Oh, Case File's great.
Yeah, it's good.
But there's so many other ones.
There's heaps of them.
There's so many. You get onto one and you get sucked in, I tell you.
Let's
great.
Kick it off with Jack the Ripper.
Okay.
In which year did Jack the Ripper go on his spree around London? Was it 1888? Was it 1898? Was it 1908? Or was it 1911?
Josh, Jack the Ripper.
One of the other ones that hasn't been really solved, or they think they know, but changes between the butcher, the doctor, and everyone.
I'm going to go with 1888.
Locking in A.
I'm locking in A.
The 1 week.
Don't.
You're correct.
Yes! Yes!
Good stuff.
1888 still unsolved?
Yeah. Well, like, yeah, how do you prove it now?
Yeah, true.
Dr. Death, also known as Harold Shipman, had an evil reign over how many years? Where they believe he killed around 265 people.
Oh, this is, I've watched it recently on Stan. I have listened to a doco. Hit me with them.
A, 28 years.
No.
B, 30 years. C, 31 years. D, 33 years.
So this is the thing, he went to uni, medical school.
See, don't just base all the facts off the TV show that's...
No, but I'm thinking in my head how long, because like medical school, A, it takes a long time.
It's like 7 years, isn't it?
And then
you specialise.
I'm going to go with C.
31 years?
31 years, thanks. No! Was it 28?
It was 28 years.
Bugger! I was leaning towards it. Go with your gut. Gosh! Losing money left, right and centre over here.
Yeah, well, you've gone now. But we can start again. You own 1,000. The Backpack Murderer. Also known as Ivan Milat.
Oh, Mr. Ivan.
Buried his victims in which forest?
Oh, I've listened to this one recently. Hit me.
Maryla State Forest?
No.
Ballinglow State Forest? Nundle State Forest? Or Heaton State Forest?
B is where I'm thinking at the moment.
It's a famous place. One of the more famous ones in New South Wales. They're all in New South Wales, those four.
Can I have a 50-50, thanks?
You can. If you're giving me B, I'm going to put that one in there. And I'm also going to put in C, Nundle State Forest.
B or C, Nundle?
My computer almost shut down there.
I'm still going to go with my gut. I'm going with B. Yes!
Well done. It was.
Gosh.
Congratulations.
That feels so good.
You did well. Well, that's your specialty, isn't it?
I do. Something about it, you know? I listen to them going to sleep. I love it.
Incredible stories.
Coming out from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, there's been a new campaign launched for basically the waterways in Sydney, for Sydney Water.
Why?
Well, it's because there's been more than $8 million a year call-outs for blocked drains.
Really?
Yeah, already.
$8 million?
$8 million. It's a lot of money.
I'm not surprised, though. They get blocked all the time.
New campaign is called The Best. It's Best to Bin It. So obviously saying...
Some people flush the wrong things down the loo.
That's right. So wet wipes are the cause of most of it. Putting that down the bin. Down the toilet instead of in the bin.
Well, a lot of parents
sanitary
use
items
wet
as well.
Wipes.
Yeah. But we chuck ours in the bin. You wouldn't chuck them in there.
Yeah, that's a thing you get told.
You do.
And they always have the little bins next to the toilet. You can put things down.
That's right. Tissues, wipes, hair, and sanitary items can clog a toilet and damage pipes as well. But there's some other weird things that people have been putting in their toilet. For instance, there's been lighters going down.
Lighters?
Yep.
Are you trying to hide the smoking from your parents or something?
Yeah, but you can put a lighter in your pocket, I would imagine.
smart.
Earphones have gone down.
Oh, that's annoying. Do you reckon that's an AirPod that's fallen
off?
Yeah,
maybe.
Oh,
maybe
that's
true. Good
gosh,
point.
That would
good
annoy.
Point. Money, notes, and coins.
Money.
Children's toys have gone there, I guess, if a toddler.
Yeah.
Yep. Potentially jewelry, watches, and they even found a brick.
A brick?
I don't even know how that fits.
That's just got to be trialing there. Would it fit? Let's try.
That's a big toilet.
Our toilets got blocked all the time. All the time. Any party I had, toilets blocked. Dad knew you had to have a plumber on call. Yeah, I don't know what it was. My friends must just put stuff down toilets.
What were they putting down the toilets?
They were putting, who knows what they were putting down, but I've put stuff down toilets before. I remember I remember as a little girl. And I mean young, like probably six prep.
The way it sounded like it was like it was happening yesterday.
No. When I was young, you know those little wishing stones? They're sort of like marbles. I think they might be glass. You might see them in vases.
Blue things.
Yeah, little blue things. I got a little bag as a girl and I loved them. I remember they came in this little mesh bag and I would take them everywhere. And I used to clean them in my mouth if they got dirty. And one time I accidentally swallowed one and I got quite scared. So the next time I didn't want to clean them in my mouth. So I decided to, because I knew that flushing, that the water goes over them. So I thought, I'd wash them in the toilet. And then I blocked the loo.
Oh, my God. You just can't make it up, can you? What is it with
you? Well, they
you?
Got cleaned.
Well, they're gone, though, aren't they? Coming your home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's same, same. Hello. But different. Different. Same, same. But different. But still same. Back for another week. Same, same, but different. Hello, Ben.
Hey, how we doing?
Doing well. Doing well. I heard you are firing up Herbie today.
I was just trying to get her motivated for the game.
I'm not even going to mention the words I was about to mention. No, I will. Boys club has returned.
Hey, if there is a boys club going on, I'm not part of it.
Yeah, there's not a boys club.
I'm just the work day guy. I'm trying to stay out of things here.
Well, you managed to find your way into it a lot.
Okay.
So we'll explain the rules in just a second, but you can choose whether you go first or second.
No, don't do that, Josh.
No, but I'm serious.
I'm going second.
Okay.
You won last time. You get to go first. Don't think that when you win this, you go, well, you could have had my songs as well. Like, don't play that card.
All right. Just want to make sure. What are the rules, Ben?
Two songs, of course, by the same name, but they're completely different songs by completely different artists. The more info you can give me, the more points you score. Josh is going first, so here's your first set of songs. If I was your
boyfriend, never let you go. Great song. I want a boyfriend,
but I just keep hitting dead ends. We got in trouble here. Okay. Boyfriend.
Boyfriend, yes.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez, yes. Giving you a three.
Nathaniel.
Two, no. Not Nathaniel. Anything from Herbie's side.
Is it the Beeps?
It is the Beeps.
Yes. Oh. And guess what? They used to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, they did.
Which was kind of a fun one, I thought, for that one. But yeah. Josh didn't pick it up, so that's okay. Second set of songs goes to Herbie. Here we go.
Got you on my mind. On my mind.
On my mind, yes.
Ellie Goulding.
Ellie Goulding, yes.
I'm about to say Jed, three, but I don't think it is. It's not Jed. Two, I can't think of him. And you know it straight away.
No, I don't. Can I just hear that again, though?
Yeah, yeah. Baby, I got
you on my mind. It's either Powderfinger.
Powderfinger, yes.
Yeah. And you was one of them.
I'm thinking Taxi Ride for some reason.
All right.
Yeah.
Local.
Yeah. Okay. Josh's second set of songs. Here we go. There, Josh.
So it's Rise.
Rise, yes.
Jonas Blue.
Jonas Blue, yes. I'm going to give you a 3, two, one.
Avril Lavigne.
No, it's not. Anything from Herbie's?
I would like to hear it again, please.
Sure. Don't be surprised,
I will still rise. It's Demi.
Three.
Oh, why is her name not coming to me?
One.
They and they're non-binary.
Buzz you out.
Is
no,
it?
It's
no?
not. Katy Perry, it was.
Oh, it sounded so familiar.
What, who was I thinking of?
You're thinking of Demi Lovato.
Herbie's last set of songs. Here we go. It comes in bows in waves. It always does. Slowly drifting away. Wave after wave. What do we got, Herbie?
Absolute banger.
I know.
Yeah.
Waves,
yes. Seemed very unsure about that.
What do I need to get?
It's currently 5-4, so you need one more to tie.
I know that an Aussie guy sang a song.
Mm-hmm. What's that Aussie guy's name, though?
Dean Lewis.
Dean Lewis, yes. You've tied it.
Oh, five, no. All,
three.
a topic?
Topic.
No, a bit before them. Can I hear it one last time?
Yeah, sure. Slowly
drifting away. Drifting away. Wave after wave. Ah. If you're putting this on.
I don't know it.
It can't be a draw.
Mr. Probs.
Oh, I knew it was Mr. for. Something. I didn't know who it was.
But that's it. I've got nothing left for you, so it has to be a draw.
We need a tiebreaker.
I can sort out a tiebreaker for you in coming weeks if you want to start doing that.
I think we need a tiebreaker because I can't have this feeling.
And they're starting to get a little bit harder now as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's all right. Next week you get to choose if you go first or second. That's the good thing. Travelling at home from 3 p.m. Kirby and
Josh. On K-Rock 955. Bit of an awkward situation for me this morning.
Yeah.
But it's one of those ones that it shouldn't be awkward because what I'm asking for is mine.
Okay.
So what's happened is way back when, around this time last year, we were filming Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah.
And when I left the show, one of the girls came over to my room and she said, I don't have enough clothes to go to the farm with. And so she took a bunch of my clothes, which I was fine with. I was like, whatever. I don't really care.
I'm not going to need them.
No.
I'm going back to reality.
Yeah, exactly. Turns out one of my dresses featured on maybe 3 episodes. I was like, you beauty, you got more screen time than me, which is love.
Good.
Anywho, that finished ages ago. Mm. I still haven't received these clothes back. Now, I met with the girl.
Jeez, a year on.
I met with the girl in Brisbane at the start of the year, and she was like, I'll bring the clothes to you. And I said, brilliant. She forgot them. Then I've sent her my address, and I've moved twice in this time.
Jeez.
Both times, and she still hasn't sent them. And now we're getting into the warmer months because there's dresses and everything. I thought,
well, I'm going to need them for summer.
I want it back.
Going to look my best down the esplanade of Torquay.
You betcha. You know me too well. And so this morning, I had to shoot another message saying, hey, girl. And it's awkward because we haven't spoken really.
Yeah,
you know?
And you're not really good friends.
No. It's going, look, no rush, but I'm able to send me those clothes back soon.
Mm.
But it's one of those ones where I felt so awkward sending it, even though it's my clothes, similar to the money situation if someone owes you money.
That's right. That's right, because I don't know why we feel awkward about it, because you don't want them to be angry at you.
Yeah.
Almost, like you're scared they're going to be...
Like, oh.
She got back to you though, didn't she?
She has replied just before the show and she was like, oh my gosh, I'm terrible. And then she's actually moved from her home. So the stuff's at the old home where she's asked the person living there to pass it on. So
it's good.
In the post. She sent me a tracking number.
Wow. So you inspired me because I had a jumper that's been missing with a friend since a bachelor party. 2 years ago
two
almost.
2 years ago.
It's a long time.
And knowing you, it would be some kind of retro jumper it's kind of cool.
It is a cool one. It's nice. I like it. Makes me look slim.
you would love it.
Anyway, so I said to him, I thought, I'll go a bit more casual. I said, oi, I realise you still have my jumper. Can you send it to me? I'm freezing. Just, a bit of fun, a bit of banter.
And he's known over these 2 years that you guys...
That's right. You know, and he's a doctor, so you think respectable.
Yeah. Has he replied?
No, he's seen it.
You're not getting it back. Travelling at home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. We love good news on this show. We love celebrating
it.
And we've got Ash from the Werribee Zoo because you guys have got some great news there, haven't you?
Yes, no, we've had two scimitar horned oryx calves born here over the past couple of summer weeks.
Wow.
We love baby animals.
Oh, they're so cute.
So cute. But this is very exciting, Ash, because it's a very rare species that's actually been born.
Yes, no, scimitar horned oryx are actually extinct in the wild. So what we do at Werribee Open Range Zoo is that we have a really important global breeding program.
Yeah.
So this allows us to maintain some genetic diversity.
Yeah, right.
So that we can save them from extinction. So it's pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely. So when an animal is extinct in the wild, and obviously you've got some at the Werribee Zoo, is there strict guidelines in keeping an animal like that?
So it's more surrounding who we compare with who. So we want to make sure that everybody is genetically healthy. So then we can get a nice range of genetics just in case we do one day decide to release those animals back in the wild. We know they're going to be healthy and in tip-top shape.
Now, you've got two new scimitar horn oxys there. You've got a boy and a girl. The girl has a name.
Oh, yes, Inra.
Inra.
Inra. Inra, that's a nice one. Who gets to come up with the name, by the way? Who gets that job?
So we all like to think it's a bit of a team effort. However, it usually comes down to whoever spots the calf first when they first see them up and struggling with mum. So they normally get first dibs on choosing the name.
It's like
so you've got to have...
keen observation skills to be able to name some of our critters. Yeah.
The ultimate game of I Spy.
Yeah, isn't it?
Jeepers, that's exciting. Now, the boy hasn't been named yet. Do the public have any input there, or is it going to be whoever spotted him first?
So, with the boy's name, we're still coming up. We've got a few names finalised. So, yep. Once we've got his name picked out, then, yeah, we'll definitely let everybody know.
Yeah, right. Pick it out of a hat, maybe. I don't know. It sounds fun, though.
Yeah, well... It might come down to it. We've got a couple that we can't decide between.
So you know how you were saying earlier that, like, you know, in case one day you do release them back into the wild.
Yeah.
So how do you sort of prepare them for something like that?
It's huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a huge program that we would undergo. So there'd be a lot of genetic screening that would go through that process. And then from there, then we would move them into an area where we could do a bit of a trial release with them, yeah. Get them used to the conditions they might face out in the wild. And then obviously, if we do release them out in the wild, then they have to travel internationally. So then they'd have to be quarantined and screened for any kind of diseases and things like that, that to make sure that we're not taking anything in that's not already in the environment. And so, yeah, from there, then we'd do another trial release and see how they go. And it's a very big process.
Yeah,
jeepers.
It's awesome.
It's not just sending them on a plane, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit more goes into it.
Not like when the turtles just put them in the ocean and hope for the best.
No first class for these guys.
We're so excited that they're at the zoo, so we can't wait to see them in the flesh. But for now, we'll just be keeping our eyes open on the socials to see what that boy's named.
Yes, no, definitely keep an eye out in the socials. It'll be any day now.
Thank you so much, Ash, from the Werribee Zoo. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you. You too. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh
on K-Rock 955. Insurance companies. I mean, we all pay money towards them.
Well, you sort of need them, don't you?
Life insurance, health insurance, you've got your house insurance.
Yeah, that's it. Car insurance, that's a definite. Well, that's one that you have to do, for sure.
You've lodged a claim nearly with them when you lost your sonnies. And you didn't want to tell Kat. So
I didn't do that. But she wanted me to do it when she thought, when I told her that we got robbed.
Yeah. Still one of the great stories. Yeah. But there is one guy who's made an insurance claim over in Taiwan because of something that happened to him. And it's just unbelievable to think that they actually paid this out, but they did.
Okay.
So he came home after a big day of work.
Yeah.
And he was quite tired and thought, do you know what? I'm going to sleep on the ground. I don't know why, but he did that.
Jeez, he must have been really tired.
And he took his clothes off too. So he must just like sleeping on the ground.
Right.
Anything.
Comfy spot.
He's rudely awoken by the sensation of something on him. And then he starts to feel a shudder of pain and he realizes there's not something just on me, it's clamping onto me. And that
What's
is
that?
A centipede sinking its mandibles into his scrotum.
Oh, jeez. That doesn't sound great.
No. And so he's in a lot of pain. He ends up smashing
that.
Its head.
It
comes off and now he's in a lot of pain, goes to hospital, and there's damage done to him.
Where's the claim coming?
Well, that's what I was looking at. But he goes through his house insurance saying that he was caused damage because of its contents. I don't know how it got passed, but it did.
That's incredible. That's
Isn't
a man
it?
That knows his, the
PDS.
The T's
and C's.
Yeah.
He knows the fine print. And it turns out he's not the only one. One man managed to claim lost dentures, which went overboard after he threw up into the sea on a cruise trip as baggage loss insurance. I mean...
Jeez, people claim anything, won't they?
Literally. Another...
Do you know what? Good on them, though. The insurance companies have had too good for too long. And you know why these people are getting it? It's because people like you and me don't claim enough.
And do you know how long it takes to make a claim?
Oh, too long.
I tap out straight away. There was a farmer over in Devon, and this is unbelievable. He helped out one of his cows in the delivery process. And so little baby calf comes along, but then he realised, hang on a second, and I just don't know how this happened. Mm. When he was helping deliver the calf, somehow he's managed to leave his phone in
the calf.
In the cow,
yeah.
And so...
Why is his phone in there?
Was it light? You're trying to...
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
don't know what's going on there. But he claimed it. And then I'm guessing because they didn't want to investigate further, they paid it out in full.
Straight away too.
Do you know how many phones I've lost over in Bali and everything?
Oh, I thought you were going to go the other way.
In chaos.
You said you loved the country life before. It is heavy. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock
955. Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah. All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit, how you're feeling about certain things in today's news.
I'm ready.
Always ready. Yeah, nah for no. Nah, yeah for yes. Kicking off with this one. Almond chocolate.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. That is so stupid.
You don't like almond chocolate?
Like, do you mean they're creating chocolate now with almond like they've done with milk? Or do you mean
just like
dairy
almond chocolate
with almond flakes in it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'll have that. Because I thought, is this going down the line of the almond milk and we're just having to change everything, you know?
Yeah.
No, I love, it's chocolate. Of course. No, yeah.
So they do now have its first vegan chocolate bar with two different ones to choose from, Cadbury.
Oh.
One of them is almond chocolate, so that would probably be almond milk used instead.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be good to try. I know you're against it.
No.
Off the top there, you came in pretty strong.
Well, no, I thought that if it doesn't taste like it.
Well, of course it's going to taste like it. It's almond.
I just...
You're confused.
Let me try it before I make up my mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
You went off pretty hot there. I reckon... Do you know the thing about that is I would just eat it thinking that it's good for me? But it's still chocolate, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still chocolate.
Yeah.
Definitely still got sugar in it.
Yeah, but you'd still be... Yeah, you feel
just
better.
Just because something's vegan doesn't mean it's so automatically great for you.
So true. Living in the country.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. I love it. I love the country.
Mm. What about it?
I just love like the fields, the sunsets, the sunrises, how friendly everyone is, that you go to the pub, it doesn't matter who you know, that they'll invite you to sit down.
That's right.
Do you want to have a beer with them? It's great. Honestly, I love it. I love the country.
So honeybees that live in rural areas travel 50% further than bees that live in urban areas.
Really?
Yeah. Which is pretty incredible. And scientists believe that they've worked out what the waggles, you know how they do those weird dances?
Yeah.
What they sort of mean. They knew it's their way of communicating, but it's also they're explaining where the nectar is.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Bee talk.
Love bees.
That is so fascinating.
Could do a whole show of
on
bees. I love them.
You had a pet bee once.
God rest your soul. perfume.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
I'm nervous because sometimes you do things from what I've done and I'm wondering if I smelt today that I need it. But I'm going to say, nah, yeah, I love perfume. A good scent. Ooh, nice.
So good news for one Thai fisherman who is earning about $200 Australian a week.
Okay.
He's just found a 30-kilo lump of whale vomit, so ambergris. Which is worth about $1.7 million.
No.
What a lucky guy. Good
but on. How do you even know that's something? Do you know?
It's you. Did you know that whale vomit's used for perfume and all that sort of stuff?
No.
Surely you knew.
No, I didn't.
Huh.
Whale, so I am sprucing myself with whale vomit every day. Is that what I'm doing? I did not know
your
that.
Do research, mate.
Is that, are you having me on here?
No.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Whale vomit.
Yeah, it's used in perfumes and stuff. Did you not know that?
How do they hunt it down? You know?
They don't hunt it down. It's they find it in the water.
You'd need to find a lot. There's a lot of perfumes out
there. I think
that
would make a lot.
Far out. Well, we're learning something today.
Have a read a bit more about it. Maybe it's not every perfume. I don't think it would be, but I think it's very, very much a big thing.
Really?
Yeah. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Ah, Josh, this is great. So a restaurant's Facebook post has blown up, gone viral, because they have posted a picture of the list of demands that they received from a takeaway order.
Oh, okay.
Because you know how sometimes when you do your takeaway order, they say any special requests.
Like leave a note sort of thing?
If you've got any dietary requirements, you might say, peanuts, please, no.
Yep.
I'm allergic.
Yep.
Their one was a bit longer than that.
Yeah.
So... They've titled it first, which is great, How to Prepare Alan and Karen's Burgers to Go. Now, you already know that with a Karen in there, something great's about to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So it starts off saying, number one, all buns in one container. Two, all meats in one container. Caps lock, please. Burger patties as rare as possible, in brackets, just brown each side. All veggies must be in one container. All cheeses must be in one container. Of course, fries in a separate container, and sauces or other items separate too. Six rules.
What's the point of having a burger? Why don't you just make it yourself?
Legit.
Isn't that the thing? Like they're, so they're separated every single thing so it doesn't touch.
Every single thing. And that's what all the comments are going on is about how these couple, Alan and Karen, must hate their food touching.
But then why have a burger? Just have a patty.
Have like, yeah, a patty on the side.
Yeah.
And it all separate. And
oh, no.
It's just too much effort. And what a waste of containers.
Oh, yeah. That's true. The environment's going to cop it from that.
That's just a lot. Like, I could understand if you said, could you separate maybe the tomato?
So, yeah.
But to have six demands?
Get rid of the onion maybe, but I don't know. Yeah.
People get so funny about their food touching. They.
What do you mean by that?
Well, going off this, it triggered my mind with my cousin. So he's my age.
Yeah.
And growing up with him, he could never say we organised to go out for lunch.
Yeah.
He would rock up at the end. So if it was 1 o'clock, he'd come closer to two because he wouldn't want the food to come out because if it was touching, he couldn't eat it. So he'd just rock up at the end to have a drink with us.
Why can't the food touch?
Hates it. Hates the food touching.
That's weird.
A nanny throughout my life and kids, a lot of the time, they don't like their food touching. It's got to be separate.
I've never known anyone to do that.
Surely you have.
No, like because I'll eat my salad first because that's the worst thing on the plate. I get rid of it. I'll just hammer it down. I'm still a child when it comes to salad. Don't like it. I'll just eat it, get
you
it out the
care
way.
You don't it's touching your mash or something.
No, why? No. It's coming.
Because people do. Have you not seen they've got those plates that come with, they're like
they
separators.
Don't.
Josh.
For kids maybe, but I don't think that's happening.
No, trust me. I reckon there's someone out there who hates their food touching. It's a thing.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know if it tastes different, but I know there's people out there who hate with a passion their food to touch.
52232955. Why do you not like your food to touch?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people?
You're an exclusive club.
Dob them in. What are their weird sort of habits that they're doing? Go right away. Geelong's most popular surf school. We've got a double pass for a 2-hour surf up for grabs as well.
What's that?
Yeah, I mean, let's find out.
All for your food not touching.
Yeah, good. It's Evie and Josh on K-Rock. I'm asking the question, do you not like your foods to touch? I didn't realise it was such a thing.
Well, there's this couple that has sent a request to their takeaway joint where it's got six demands, Alan and Karen, for their burgers to go, that they want everything in a separate container from the buns to the meat to the veggies to the cheese. It's ridiculous.
52232955 if it does affect you. Because I didn't realise it was...
Well, my cousin can't stand it, and I know a lot of kids don't like it.
Well, he doesn't come to lunch, you're saying.
Yeah, he skipped lunch. Does it taste different or something? I don't know what it is.
So it's called bromotactilophobia.
I've
obviously butchered that.
Yeah.
So there's a few different reasons.
Okay.
It's a control thing. So they don't like the fact that they can't control that they've touched.
Really? Yeah,
which, you know, I would be surprised if... That doesn't show up for later years of you. they like it to enjoy the flavours separately, which would just be a long, long time.
But I understand that. But if if you've got your bangers and mash and your greens, obviously, whatever, you do what you want with the greens. But if you're not putting a bit of mash on your banger and then a droplet of sauce, I'm letting you know now, you are missing out.
Well, does that mean you don't have sweet and sour sauce? You know? Cool. It's got the two options.
I'm just saying that the life sounds more boring.
It looks nicer when they're separate.
Doesn't taste nicer.
Because does that mean they don't drizzle sauce? Does that mean you...
Does that ruin it?
Do you know what I mean? Would your cousin have sauce on something? Would he dip his chips in aioli? Or does he have to eat the chips?
Do you know what? Now that I think about it, I haven't seen the guy sauce.
If you can answer that question, we'd still love to hear from you. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.